It has already galvanized people. You have seen a multitude of gatherings since Friday that have occurred. And it is unfortunate that it had to have come at the heels of this tragedy. But in fact, it has. And so merchants, as late as last night, came together, and it was about 30 community and merchant individuals. And my staff was also involved in the meeting, and very explicitly clear that that the need for better organization, to designate people as spokesperson, to lobby before the city council, the mayor and city council, to have dedicated resources for walking officers. As we take a look at other neighborhoods, other vibrant commercial neighborhoods throughout the city of Oakland, we're saying we want equal, if not better, to what they have. And we believe very strongly that we can legitimately state the case why that is. There's also discussion of doing research about how much sales tax this neighborhood generates. It's been often quoted that this neighborhood is either first or second sales tax generator in the city of Oakland. And so we want to get down to actually the brass tacks of that and the bottom line of that, and then to say further, shame on whomever, but we in fact are adding to the city coffers, so therefore we demand to have adequate resources given to our neighborhood.
And again, those resources would be more police walking around.
Walking officers, which is something we have been advocating for some time. And actually, up until this past 3 years, we were very successful in getting additional resources. We had a new walking officer who joined us about 4 years ago. We had an additional walking officer that was assigned to us around soon after that. And then we had also what they called problem-solving officers that went the way of the budget. So that was unfortunate. So we, less than, I would say, 2.5 years ago, felt very good about what we had. And it all evaporated in the past year and a half, 2 years. And it's unfortunate that this has all came about. But like I said, we saw and had what we felt was really good coverage. And so that's what's more painful about this, is because we had it once. I mean, and we could have taken more and had more, but now it's all evaporated.
Is it the budget? I mean, is that
absolutely? Well, that's what we've been told. It's all on the budget. It's all the city's budget, and cutting back resources.
In the police department, or are there other departments too where you'd like to see those resources?
It's primarily the police department.
Okay. And you mentioned also, you said compared to other large walking, neighborhoods and districts, mm-hmm. where there's a lot of commercial mm-hmm. activity. I'm just curious, as a point of comparison, mm-hmm. what are some of those that you're looking at and saying we should have the same kinds of resources here?
I think that if you go through, whether it's Chinatown, Rock Ridge, anybody else that, Lakeshore, Grand, downtown, I think you look at any half dozen of these commercial districts that equal ours in terms of numbers of businesses and people traversing, that's what our comparison is.
Great.
Because we are a neighborhood that's very well traversed by foot. I mean, so if you go through International, throughout the day and evening, you will see people, they are on foot going up and down to either the BART station, bus stations, going to and from work. I mean, it is very much an alive neighborhood, with many people on the sidewalk and the streets.
And you'd like to say, so you're going to be lobbying, an outcome of the meeting last night is lobbying the city to recreate that police presence that you feel was here.
Absolutely, absolutely. We will support the merchants, and that has really been our role, is to support the merchants in every which way. And our own agenda is to get as much resources that we can for this neighborhood. That has been our call to action 47 years.
I'm curious, beyond the police action, mm-hmm. Are there things and measures that you would like to, that maybe came up last night at the meeting, or that you feel like is something else that this, as you said, galvanizing event could be a springboard?
I think that the one other critical element of all this is really bringing merchants and community to a more unified point of view. I think that we have had kind of divergent agendas. And I think that it is unfortunately, once again, on the heels of this tragedy, that it has brought us more together and has shown that we all don't agree on certain aspects. But unequivocally on this issue around walking over, there's no divergent point of view. Everybody is unified on that. So I would like to see us as a community, both residents and merchants and others, build off that unification, because obviously we've had a variety of issues facing our neighborhood, like the gang injunction, which has splintered our community. We had at one point what they call checkpoints, which was OPD coming out and stopping vehicles primarily in the evening and the weekends, which some segments of our community pushed back and said that that was hostile because of sort of the mixed citizenry of our population, people, you know, and we were on the other side of that argument. So we've had a variety of issues that come up that have been quite controversial. And like I said, we haven't been as unified, I think, as we could have been. But certainly this is a starting point and hopefully the new beginning for that more unified perspective and effort.
And when you say bringing people together, you mean it vigils and the peace marches that have sprung up?
Well, absolutely. But more so what I'm saying is a sustained commitment to come together. And obviously it is important and we have to do the right thing in honoring Mr. Campos. But beyond this, that we continue to be together in one room and talking to one another. That is what may be a positive possibility. Well, am I saying that? Double entendre. Yeah. So it would be a great outcome of all of this, out of this strategy, that we all know that we need to be closer and more unified and speaking in one accord.
And Councilmember De La Fuente, when I was there, was talking about in the past he'd had an initiative where there were private security guards mm-hmm. on the street also mm-hmm. and that he plans to bring that back to the city council. Is that you know, just another of these kinds of initiatives that could be
right.
introduced?
Well, we actually saw that and we had, I think, a mixed reaction to that, but we certainly support Mr. De La Fuente in all of bringing everything to bear and bring everything, all the options back on the table. And so we look forward to all of the debate because it's important. It's important for everybody to be, to understand what our options are.
And I'm just curious if you have seen in the community, has crime been trending upward or murders? I mean, I know in this crime statistics, they seem to have gone up year to date over last year. Is that something that's been apparent in the neighborhood or is it something that you see more in the statistics?
Well, unfortunately, there's really no way to know that definitively because, once again, unfortunately, in our neighborhood, we know for a fact that there's underreporting. So much of our community does not report crime. And we have attempted to understand this very clear, but we've come up against possibly, you know, people having a certain level of distrust for the police, people having a misunderstanding about their own citizenship and what's required to report a crime, which you do not. You do not have to present ID to report a crime. And that's something that we as an organization continue to try to educate our residents so that they can report crime. Because one of the facts that we know is that police resources are allocated per the crime stats. And we know we have an underreporting of crime in our neighborhood. Therefore, out of the three police areas, 1, 2, and 3, we get the least amount of resources. And that always comes back to us and say, because the statistics show us that there's more crime in Area 1 and Area 3. So that's west of us and east of us. And so I sit here with you when you say it's there's no way for me to understand that. Now, anecdotally, I spend, you know, 8 to 10 hours every day in this neighborhood. I can tell you that that in fact, it seems that the crime rate seems consistent, and if not worse. So, I mean, I can't tell you that definitively based on any statistics because I don't believe that the statistics that the OPD has are accurate.
And is that one of the policy issues that you will be talking about?
Well, that policy is much more community, because we have to do our part, along with the merchants and other activists and residents, to really build up this community's ability and willingness to report crimes.
And I know your time is short. Mm-hmm. Is there anything I haven't asked you about that you think is really important to say on a personal note, on a community note? I mean, this is a...
Well, yes, I absolutely do. That I think that this has been something that has been a tragedy, but I want people to know that this neighborhood is a good neighborhood. And it is worth your time and effort and attention. And I would certainly think that the gravity or the grave disservice that this incident would have would be for people to run away from the Fruitvale, to feel that this is not a place where they can come and experience. That would be the opposite of what Mr. Campos stood for or would want. He would want more people to come and fight for this neighborhood and to engage in this neighborhood and be for this neighborhood. And that, I'm sorry. So that ultimately is what's more important about this.